Now, boys and girls, today I just want to take a moment or two to talk with you. And I've brought with me today the letter D. So we've been making our way through the alphabet, and I'd like you to get your Bible out and give me a wee bit of a help this morning again. And I want you to turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. And I'm going to do it different this morning because there are three verses I want you to read, but I want one to read one verse, someone to read another, and someone to read another one. So I need three helpers this morning, and we're turning to Matthew 7 to verse 21. So whenever you find it, jump to your feet, and the first three up can read a verse each. There's the first one. Yes, that's the second one. Oh, the three, sorry. There's a wee man in the middle. That's great. Well, we'll start the way we should do, because there's two ladies and a man. We'll start with the young man first. Verse 21. Verse 22. Thank you very much indeed. You that practice lawlessness. A.V. simply puts it, you that have done or work iniquity. And that's the letter D for that last little phrase that I want you to remember this morning. It simply says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Remember that, boys and girls. Don't learn the three verses, but just learn that last little phrase when you're going to say all the alphabet for me some Sunday morning yet to come. And I want you to think about this verse today, because the Lord Jesus Christ has been teaching his disciples, and he has been warning them about a number of things. He warned them about false teachers, those who appeared to be something that they were not. And here's what he said in verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They weren't what they appeared to be. They were false teachers. And Jesus warned the disciples to beware of them. And then he warned them about false foundations. And you'll notice coming near to verse 24 right through to 27, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about the man who built his house upon the rock and the man who built his house upon the sand. And we know the outcome of that, and he warned us about false foundations. But then he went on to speak about false profession. And he says these words, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, boys and girls, we need to be very clear, absolutely clear, and not just the boys and girls, but grown-ups. We need to be absolutely sure today that as far as salvation is concerned, and as far as the Christian faith is concerned, that we are the genuine article. That we're the genuine article. There are many today who claim to be Christians, but in reality their lives do not show to others that they belong to Christ. And we need to be sure that as far as you're concerned and I'm concerned, that it's clear to be seen that we belong to him. Many years ago, when I was just a young boy growing up, and that is many years ago in Cookstown, we used to have what was called a Civic Week. And we looked forward to it because every single night the main street was closed off and there were all kinds of activities taking place, and there was It's a Knockout, and then there was football, and there was people being pushed around in prams. It was great fun just to watch this night after night at the Civic Week. But the highlight of the whole week was on the Friday night, because on the Friday night there was a fancy dress parade. And you could have seen on the Friday night, starting at one side of the town, marching down the street, this great throng of people. Some were old, some not so old, and some who were very young, and they were all dressed up as somebody, and whoever was dressed up the best, well, they got a prize from the council at the end of the night. And I remember standing and watching this, for a good number of years, but one year in particular, there was this man. He was very, very friendly with my dad. He would have called to our house quite often, and he was in the middle of the parade. And he was coming, walking down the road, along with the floats and everybody else in fancy dress, dressed as Oliver Hardy. That's, of course, one of those men out of Laurel and Hardy. And if you don't know who they are, ask your granddaddy when you go home. But you see, he was coming down the road, and there he was dressed, and everybody was looking at him. He was absolutely great at playing the part. The strange thing was, nobody knew who he was. He was so well dressed and so well done up and able to act him so well, the people, even some of his own family, didn't even know who he was. But immediately, my father said to me, he says, "That's Bob Ballantyne." He says, "How do you know?" He says, "I know him well enough to know who it is." And you know something, at the end of the night, when he got all the makeup off and he came up with a hat and all in his hand, he stopped to talk to us, and it was just exactly what my father had said. He was able to see through the disguise, and he knew this man. And when all was taken from him and he was standing there, my dad recognized him even before that. You know, spiritually speaking, sometimes we can be like this. We can take the name of being a Christian and yet not be a Christian at all. We can have Christian friends and run around in Christian circles with those Christian friends and yet not be a Christian ourselves. We can belong to a Christian family, and we can talk about mum and dad and about their faith in Christ and about going out with them to church and to meetings, and all the time they're Christians and we're not. We could belong to a youth fellowship and yet not belong to Christ. We could have all the appearances today of being a Christian and yet not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be sure about this, because our whole eternity depends upon it. We need to be the genuine article. I remember a young man coming to me on one occasion. Grew up in the BB. He was an officer in the BB. And he came to a mission one night, and the message was on Judas Iscariot, who worked and walked with the 12 but didn't belong to them. And at the end of the meeting, he came across and sat down with me, and he said, "You know, I have been teaching boys and girls, or boys especially, but girls in Sunday school and through the BB, I've been teaching them the Word of God and what it means to be a Christian. But," he said, "you know, as I've listened tonight to Judas Iscariot," he says, "I'm not even a Christian myself." And that night he turned away from his sin, and he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. You see, boys and girls and grown-ups, it's not enough to talk the Christian talk. And it's not enough to run around in Christian circles. It's not even enough to sit in church with a Christian family. We need to be the real thing ourselves. We need to come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We need to make sure that we belong to him, that we're walking with him, and that our lives show that we've been with Jesus. We can fool everybody else like that man in the fancy dress parade, but we can't fool him. And you'd never want to get to the stage where life is finished and you stand before him and say, "But Lord, I did all of those things." And him to say, "But I never knew you. Depart from me." Boys and girls, grown-ups, make sure you're the real thing, that you genuinely belong to the Lord Jesus Christ today.